Hello, Bowling Green, Ohio. How is everyone doing today? It is March 10th, 2012. I'm Jamie Kyle.
And I'm Sarah Trova. Today we're going to talk about rhyming within poetry.
The Shark by Lord Alfred Douglas. A treacherous monster is the shark. He never makes the least remark.
And when he sees you on the sand, he doesn't seem to want to land.
He watches you take off your clothes, and not the least excitement shows.
His eyes do not grow bright or roll. He has astonishing self-control.
He waits till you're quite undressed and seems to take no interest.
And when towards the sea you leap, he looks as if he were asleep.
But when you once get in his range, his whole demeanor seems to change.
He throws his body right about, and his true character comes out.
It's no use crying or appealing. He seems to lose all decent feeling.
After this morning, you will wish to keep clear of this treacherous fish.
His back is black, his stomach white. He has a very dangerous bite. So, what do you think the rhyme scheme is?
What's a rhyme scheme?
The pattern of rhymes used in a poem, usually marked by letters to symbolize correspondences.
Oh, I see. Just like how in this poem, the first line rhymes with the second, and the third rhymes with the fourth.
That's why we mark the first and second with an A, third and fourth with a B, and so on. Or a rhyme scheme in this poem is a couplet.
What's a couplet?
A pair of successive lines of verse, especially a pair that rhyme and are of the same length.
I get it. Looks like that's all the time we have for today.